Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Bob Pompieni, Steelers play-by-play voice in the preseason, 40-plus years at KDK-TV, comes to 93.7 The Fan, and we immediately win the Marconi Award for best sports talk station. Actually, best station, period, not just sports talk. Coincidence? No. And he joins us right now. Bob, were you ever a Saturday Night Live guy?
Yes and no, back in the very beginning, although I was a big Keenan Thompson, you know, the Keenan and Cal days. I remember that when kids were young. We used to watch
Keenan
that all the time.
And Cal.
Yeah, they had that. They had like Pete and Pete, My Brother and Me, those shows on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Nickelodeon, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I had to be subjected to a lot of that, yes.
Yeah, all right.
So you sound world-weary when it comes to that, Bob.
Bob, can you just – people want you to stop talking about George Pickens, not me. But we get, like, texts and tell Bob to stop bringing this up. They're getting angry because you keep pointing out this mistake that the Steelers made, in your opinion. Tell everybody why it is that you keep beating this dead George Pickens horse.
It's not that. It's people bring it up to me, and I respond. And what I can only tell you, I said from the beginning, that's all. It's not like I'm going out there and just throwing it out, but every time there's a conversation about it, my position was my position. That's all I'm saying.
But is it a relevant talking point? Is it something that that right now the Steelers should have regrets over and we should second guess because of where they are in the standings maybe or how their offense is doing or how their wide receivers are performing? Like, what do you think about that question? People keep asking you it for a reason, obviously. And why do you think it is that it's so relevant with people?
Well, because
right
they haven't solved their number two receiver, you know, Pony, and that's been the thing. They've been, you know, and they had it temporarily solved when they both were here for just a minute and a half before the trade was made. But I thought that was going to be the thing. And, you know, their offense has struggled the last few years, so I think you want weapons. And, again, mostly my point was just because I thought he would have everything to gain and a whole bunch to lose if he had a bad year. If he had a good year, he could have cashed in on something bigger. I never wanted to sign him long term. He had a year left. You know, you've ridden 3 years with him. How about one more year? Challenge him and see what happens. That's all.
What do you think the fact that reportedly it was the players who wanted nothing to do with him anymore and that's why he got dealt and everything else says generally, broadly, about, like, their team building, their culture, everything else? And the fact that he's going now and thriving in a place that we usually point and laugh at from afar and say, yeah, Dallas is so dysfunctional. It's kind of an inversion of the two usual themes there, Bob. I think there's a lot that could be said about just what George Pickens' departure says about the way the Steelers put their roster and their organization together.
Well, that's fine. If they want to create that, and I get why. You want an accountability part of this whole equation, and he wasn't accountable many times. I just thought this year would have been the one time he would have been accountable for himself, mostly. And again, this is a team that struggled offensively. Now, part of the problem was, you know, you don't scheme necessarily things for him down there in Dallas. They have a quarterback who's been around and knows how to get statistics and yards, and so he's taken full advantage of that opportunity, which is probably why they wanted him in the first place. But I would tell them, buyer beware, if you're going to talk about long-term deals, which apparently they're doing down there. Schottenheimer brought that up the other day and made it sound like he's all in on that. And that's where it becomes a problem for me, because guaranteed money would change. This is not guaranteed. This, he has to go on and earn it. And that's the only reason, mostly, I was thinking it would be productive for them to keep him around for one more year.
Someone just got in our mentions and said, when was the last time Bob did a shot?
A shot of alcohol?
Yes.
I think Bob's not supposed to drink anymore, so we, like...
Oh, you can't even have wine anymore, Bob?
Well, I cheated the other day, but yes, normally I'm not supposed to, just because of medication I'm on. But
all right, when's the last time you just ripped, like, a legitimate shot? That,
that's a good way to bring the interview to a screeching halt, Pony. Ask something that
makes Bob bring up his horrible
health right now. And
when we're talking about random celebrities,
like
you're like, oh, yeah, how's he doing? And then we tell you that this ex-person died 12
years ago. I'm
sorry,
Bob. I didn't mean to do that to you.
No, last one I had was at a golf tournament, actually, for a friend of mine who was celebrating the birth of his child. And so they had a shot, and I did it. That, if there's meaning behind it, I'll do it.
Bob,
you know, I don't know about now. But
so do you, when you were doing shots in your day of doing shots, in your time, in your prime, would you do the you clink, you toast, and then you've got to tap it back down on the table before you drink it? Because that was always a habit of mine. If somebody hands me like a shot of anything, I'll clink the glass.
You have to bring it back down to the table.
Like
why?
I don't just go straight to it.
That's
I got to tap
school.
It
I
off
like
the
that.
Table. Yeah, and I would, you know, I grew up saying in my house, cuz my mom Polish, she would say "Na zdrowie," and then you drink it.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what we would do. All of us as a group when we did it, that was how we did it. There had to be that little slam down to the table before it went down the pipe.
All right, Bob. Here's what I'm going to ask you about the Steelers quarterbacks. So this is like a Starkey question, so I hope you're sitting down. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Tom Brady and 1 being Shedeur Sanders, okay?
Oh boy.
What rating would you give Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback right now?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Well, taking in the entire body of work that we've seen, probably six and a half right now.
Okay. Six and a half.
And that would include the last six quarters, which haven't been his best. But
now, what would you on that same scale give Mason Rudolph right now?
Probably six. I think he's right behind.
You got him right there. Remember when I said after the first preseason game, I'm not sure that Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph, and so many people gave me crap for it.
Right.
Look at Bob Pompiani now. He's got them literally neck and neck.
Well, I mean, there's
right
also
there.
A 41, soon to be 42 version versus a younger
That's
kid.
That's what
who's
I
been
said at the time, and nobody wanted to give me credit for it, especially Chris and Donnie.
Yeah, I admire the fact he came back and wanted to do this for one more year, and the fact that the first five, six games that we saw him in, he was moving the, you know, coming up with the big plays, especially in the red zone, which is what his strength is. When he gets there, he makes it happen. So, you know, he gets the benefit of the doubt from that point of view. He's still very good. He's very smart. He understands how that works. He goes through the progressions if he has time and makes accurate throws. That's all you want out of a guy in the red zone. So he's still shows me that. But lately, it's just been, you know, uncertainty. It looks like, you know, I'm not confident about his offensive line under pressure. A little bit more happy feet than I'm used to seeing from him. But, you know, still productive.
Bob, I've got one that I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Is T.J. Watt's contract a bad contract right now, given the way this season has unfolded for him?
Well, I think it's just part of the business they have to do. I think it's probably higher than it should be based on the return so far, but I also think there's plenty of football left and he could turn that around. He's been there every single week. And a lot of times you have to factor in the chipping and the moving tight ends in his position and all the stuff that he has to see. But
I don't love the chipping argument, Bob, for this reason. People in this town have taken that chipping thing to defend him and run with it, and it does happen, don't get me wrong.
It happens more than anybody else.
Here's the problem. A chip is different from a straight-up double team, which Myles Garrett sees on like what seems like damn near every play. Sometimes a triple team. So people use this idea that he gets chipped and say, well, he's facing stuff other guys just aren't. Yes, some of those other guys are facing even more attention from opposing offensive lines and offensive coordinators.
Yeah, that's true. And Myles Garrett certainly does. And he's had a heck of a year up there, and despite their record, despite what they are in the standings. But I do think it factors in, and I think that's why other players should be able to make plays. And you know, especially defensive line, I've been encouraged to see some of the stuff that goes on there with Harmon, especially when he's in there. But they need other, you know, Herbick's come around. He leads them in sacks, I believe. And maybe that's one of the reasons why it's been harder for T.J. Watt, because he's getting more double team, more chip, whatever the case may be, and someone else is there to pick up the slack. So is it a bad contract? You know, it's the market, what it was. You know, Myles Garrett got more than that, and some people up there complained about it. But it's like every quarterback that gets a contract, the next one's going to get more regardless if you deserve it or not.
All right, who wins on Sunday, Bob?
Oh, this is a tough one. I think it's going to be really close, but I'm probably leaning Bears, although I haven't decided yet. But just because they're on a roll, I'm still not certain that they're a 7-3 football team, though, guys. I see things, and they have some injuries to deal with as well. But the wild card factor is Caleb Williams and how he spins out of pressure. You seemingly can have him trapped, and he's turned so many negative potential plays into good plays. If that happens in this game, that can extend drives and make it more difficult on them. So it's going to be tight. Whatever it's going to be a one-score game, which is typical of how the Steelers play. But I think it'll be a legitimately tough one-score game.
All right, Bob, thank you so much. We'll listen to you over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday,
all
and
right,
then
boys.
Monday. Goodbye.
And then have a good weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.